finish the decade here in Calgary tonight in the first of three battles with the Flames. And after winning the Pacific Division last season, the Flames have slipped a bit and are trying to get back to the top. The Hawks, who have won four of their last five, want to avenge the Flames sweep from last season. They were blanked 0-3-0, and tonight they want to do something about it. Down to center ice we go. Camp, who's been improving on draws against Tobias Reeder, to get it started. And the drop of the puck in the last hockey game for the Blackhawks in this decade is underway, and they control off the draw. Here's Olimata. Shoots, he scores! Olimata takes a pass from Patrick Kane that originated from the right boards. Mata wheeled into the high slot and fired a wrist shot past Rittich, and the Hawks lead 1-0. And with that point, Patrick Kane has now tied Dave Keon for 92nd all-time in NHL history in scoring. Closing in, Kane will wait, put it beside the net, throw him in front to break it, shoot, he scores! And the Cat connects from right in front of the Flame net, a perfect handoff from Dylan Strome. And DeBrincat fired it past Rittich for a power play goal. It's 2-0 Hawks.
That was the fourth shot attempt by the Blackhawks, and it was only 30 seconds into it.
To Sakura, to Kane over the Flame line. Right wing cuts through the high slot, delays, and then shoots, he scores! Patrick Kane ties Dennis Savard for third place all time in Blackhawks history in goal scoring. With that goal, he makes it 3-0 Hawks. With 7:16 left in period number one. Flames get the puck back in behind their net. Shillington's got it.
Gotta think that the Calgary Flames are going to get a little aggressive here.
Here's Derek Ryan breaking into the Hawks zone to Gaudreau. Oh, what a save by Leonard! Gaudreau had an open net, and Leonard laid down on his side and got the stick on it, knocking it wide. Shouldered him off the puck, and DeBrincat will escape with a puck to center ice, left wing side. To Strome over the Flame line, right circle. Shoots, he scores! Dylan Strome! With his second goal in as many games, picked out the top right corner and rifled a wrist shot past Rittich. It's now 4-0 Hawks with 10:19 to go in the second. Sweeps it around to Sakura, who gave it away along the near boards. Lucic, high slot, gave it there to Bennett. Fired a shot, missed the Hawk net. Ryan got it back in behind, put it in front. Bennett slaps it home. They score.
Dylan Sakura has had a great game, but Dylan Sakura doesn't get the puck out of his own zone. You have to, you recognize where the game is at. That puck is just, Dylan Sakura's got his head down. He knows he made a mistake, but that is a mistake that could really come back to hurt you.
Heath behind the net, coughed it up for Olique, shoots and scores. From the left circle, Michael Frolique moved in, deked on Leonard and shot it past him. And it's going to be a shorthanded goal for Michael Frolique, and it makes the score 4-2 in favor of the Hawks with 4:30 left in the third. Put up beside the net, Tkachuk, he winds a backhander on goal. Save made by Leonard, but the rebound, Monahan shoots and scores. And for Sean Monahan, that's his 13th career goal against the Hawks. And this makes the score 4-3 in favor of the Hawks with 3:12 left in the third period. Clears it to Kane at center ice with two. He shoots. He scores! Patrick Kane! An empty net goal. And that's going to punt with this one away, and it's going to count. And with that goal, Patrick Kane now moves into fourth place all time as a Blackhawk goal scorer ahead of Dennis Savard. There were a couple tenths of a second on the clock here in Calgary as that puck hit the back of the net, so I believe this is going to count.
Yeah, there was about 0.06 on the clock, or 0.6 on the clock, so it'll definitely count.
We'll see this Calgary Flame team next week back at the United Center. But here tonight at the Scotiabank Saddle Dome, it was the Blackhawks 5 and the Flames 3. Blackhawks hockey on 720 WGN.